I just worked for 2 days, nonstop, 2 days. I got home last night, and I'd gone to bed, and I was up a couple minutes later to come back here for Slichas.
Why
do you think that? What? Because I'm a chauffeur. I have to take my wife and my sister and husband home.
Maybe that's like us. We also were here, now we're here.
Hours
later.
Same exact situation.
Same exact situation. I just hit the pillow and suddenly the alarm rang. It was crazy. Oh, and you know, and I said, "Oh, I forgot. I wanted to learn last night. I had all these plans. Oh, I'm gonna learn last night."
Yeah. Okay, plans.
Yeah. Exactly like you guys. Yeah. Okay. Let's go in a little bit. Let's take it slow. Because there's a lot here. There's so much involved in this token. You know, when you learn about token, you think, oh, you know, grinding flour. And suddenly salads become usher, and tuna fish salad becomes usher, and mashing up a banana for a child becomes usher. If all these things, like everything changes. And then, once you finish token, then you get a whole nother thing that I'm leaving to Yosef to do in Shulchanaruch and Tur, where that medicines on Shabbos. I got to take medicines on Shabbos. And the whole medicine things on Shabbos comes from token. You know, it's whole thing about medicines. You know, you take medicine on Shabbos, any of you guys? You're not supposed to. But where does it come from? What malacha? What else? Tochen. You know, it's all tochen.
So it's
we'll see. Hopefully we'll talk about it. Yes.
I thought the issue was that because it's refuah.
No. Why is refuah usher?
Oh, because of tochen?
Yeah.
That's what refuah is
usher? Yeah. Which actually always is no. Everyone thinks like you. Oh, refuah is usher. No, it's all about tochen. Nothing wrong with your fool.
Like money's
only also because of two. Yeah. Hey.
Yes.
There he goes again. Yeah. Well, he's passing today. Yeah. He's passing today, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You're confused. All right, so let's. Yeah. You know, if you wear them not Yom Kippur, then wearing them Yom Kippur is not special. It's like blowing show for Erev Rosh Hashanah, you know, like, you gotta take some time off. Yeah, you gotta take some time off, you gotta do it. Okay, but he's a smart one, he's wearing a flannel shirt today. Okay. People didn't understand why it was so cold in the Beis Medrash today. Because it's set for body heat. And body heat goes into the computerized thing. They expected like 200 people in Beis Medrash.
They said
we put it down. We said it with the body heat. It should be like 50. But today it's set for, you know, all the body heat. And then there's no body heat down there. Like there's 8 guys. Okay, Hatoken. I'm Rav Papa. Hi, man. The next word is a four-way machlokas rishonim. What the word is, we're gonna you know learn it the way it says in the Gemara, and most people can't read it because they don't know if it's a mem sofis or samach anyway. But so it's true. Haiman the parim silta. Your parim a silta. We'll see what a parim a silta is. Let's see. Chayev mishum tochen. Your chayev. For token. Let's just see this before we see the next piece. The next piece comes off of this. We'll see this. So, what did he do wrong here? So, let's see Rashi. Oh, so, parm soka is slicing or chopping a beet. Slicing or chopping a beet is token, which would be chayev chatas or chayev misa. Can you believe that? You slice up a beet, you chayev misa. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, the parim silka, the mem, garsinan. The Gorah says with the mem, parim. lo besamach, and not paris. It appears or a rotev. My keepa was keepa pirma. Pirma is chopped, chopped stuff. Mincier, belaz. Machatcho adek. Now, one of the problems here is, what does the word dak mean? What does the word dak mean?
Thin.
So, we're going to talk about many ways of learning. When Rashi says hadek thin, Rashi says, it seems from Rashi, oh, making thin slices of beets. And make a thin slice of a beet is usher on Shabbos, is chayev on Shabbos, a thin slice of a beet. Now, it says because of tochen. Now, before we even get into what's going on here, why would you even think it's tochen? Why is this? We're going to get into a machlokes, whether it's an av or a tolda. And what's the difference if it's an av or a tolda? Because it's never really a difference if you call this an av or call it a tolda. But let's say it's an av. If you slice a beet very thin, it's tochen. Why would you call that tochen? What is tochen? Tochen is taking kernels and making flour. That is just a prerequisite. But why would you call slicing something thin tochen? What would you say, Marzi?
Something similar. If you take produce and you take it into smaller pieces.
Taking produce and making it into smaller pieces. Maybe. What? Okay. Yes?
Would that be token? I mean, is that token after token?
Oh, don't hit me with token after token yet. Yes.
I like the way the Rambam explains
it. We'll get there. The Rambam is very hard. We'll get to the Rambam. Wait.
Is that the asking thing? You kind of
no, so Pashtas, when most of you show them look at this sugya, most of you have looked at it in this way. What is token? Token is taking something that's whole and let's call it chopping it up or grinding it up, make it more edible or more usable. More edible or more usable. That means the closer you take something and you make it closer to food, that's what token is. So that's what you're doing by this beat. Most people will not take a raw beet and take a bite out of it. Or like nobody, except for, I don't mean your family did do that.
No, not that.
Okay. What?
You grind it.
I forget about grind. Most people will not. Now, some people will take a beet and slice it very thin and eat it that way. Like, you know, like those beet potato chips. You know, but slice it very thin and eat it that way. You're making it, you're taking something that is very far from food and you're making it closer to food. And that's what it's all going to be about here. How close to food it has to become, how far from food it has to be. That's what the whole talk is going to be here. But you're taking something that far from food or far from eating and make it closer to being edible. That's what token would be. Yes.
That's the only every other malach, like dash also, is also token. Because you're also, if you're like taking out the peel, whatever you're doing, you're making it also more edible. So
okay.
All those malach would also be token.
So let's call it one step away.
Right.
So it's like a macro path issue.
Right. Yeah, then when you make flour, it's one step away from baking.
Right.
You're right there. You're there. Yes.
Is a clarification, a transformation from something that's not edible, something that can become edible? Is that what this is?
Sort of. It's something like that. It doesn't have to become edible. It could become almost edible. But you're taking it, you're making it closer. I don't know if there's such a word. It's becoming closer to edibility.
Yes.
No, it's not. For this year it is. Yes.
Going back from the rock, talking about, just beat the kind of flour. It's not the step before, but it's the wash and something else. It's good stuff.
Okay.
It's a
word.
It's a word.
I don't know. Lush could also be edible. That's the thing.
Raw
dough.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, there's a place in Manhattan that sells cookie dough. Raw.
Yeah, I know. No, raw dough.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not there.
Yeah, I went there.
It's not there.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that after Lush should be edible. I don't know. All I know is that, you bring up these stupid stories that happened to me. When I was a kid, my brother was making a challah for Shabbos. And when she was in the room, I loved raw dough. I took a big piece, I ran out, and I ate it.
Challah dough?
Challah dough. And then I had the worst stomach ache in my life. They took me to the doctor. And doctor, what did you do? And I said, well, I grabbed a whole bunch of challah dough. He said, how much? I said, this much? So he says to me, do you know that your stomach is warm and that grew in your stomach and it's growing in your stomach and it's growing like dough? And like he said, you, it's very dangerous what you did. I don't know I still don't know if he was joking or not. But, yeah, I can think of it. I eat raw dough, it's warm in my stomach and it grows. Like, oh. What? It's what?
That's what yeast does.
That's what yeast does. Are you an EMT? You would believe such a thing?
If you eat beets in their natural form, then you would never be able to insert cooking. Just like where if you don't mind
that, we're gonna see.
That's
what we're gonna see. That comes into chopping edible vegetables. We just started learning.
According to that definition of you take something that's not edible, or most people don't eat edible, so then
that's what I'm saying, that it becomes token because something, even if you have something edible, if you go to a next step and it becomes easier edible, that could also be token. Turning it into a next step, more edible, better. You know, I don't like to take a tomato and just eat a tomato like an apple. But if it's chopped up in a salad, hey, it's tomato. It's good, you know? It's like, I make it more edible.
She doesn't say that. It's not true.
I know, of course. I'm just saying, but all the sheets agree to one thing. That's token. Why is it token? Because you're making it closer to my eating it. I'm taking something I don't want to eat and make it closer to eating.
Oh,
that's a different. My culture's shown it. I'm just saying, but everyone agrees to this. Why is it why? Whenever you hold this Gemara, it will be token. Why? Because that's what tokein is. Getting it closer to food. Or getting a one step away from food. Or whatever. Yes?
So the olive has to be food.
What?
Has to be food.
We're going
to
see a machokas about that also. Okay? We'll see. But that is, according to Rashi, that's tokein. Now, the truth is, we don't know what Rashi means, hadek. Does Rashi mean slice it thinly, or does Rashi mean small cubes? When Rashi says hadek, is that the same as hadek hadek? Now, hadek hadek is small foods. Hadek might be either thin slices or might be small cubes. So no one even knows what Rashi really means.
Well, you didn't ask me that. Either way, you can do it, right? Either way.
If it's small cubes, then you'd be allowed to slice them.
Well, I mean,
you
don't like cubes.
What? I call it cubes. When you cut it with a knife and then cut it, those little things, what do you call them? They're called cubes, no? They're not cubes, but they're called cubes.
They're
dome. What?
Dome
cubes, okay. Whatever it is. I don't know if they're cubes, but they when you cut and cut. yeah, it's cubes. Yes.
I think when I was reading last year, maybe the first time I understood French, it says mince, like mince. And that's not how you slice it.
Or mince.
You mince it, you make it into a cube.
Oh, that's what that word means? Mincer? Maybe. Maybe it's minced. Mince is cubes, like.
Mince is a cube.
A mince is
Small.
That's if it's all three. That if you want to be the guy, one is French. That means mince.
If that's what it means. So, so that guy said tsiurim, and that word says the katzets chatichos ktanos, which would be mince.
But mince is much smaller than
mince.
It's mincier.
Says the rare. What
language do you do? Origin is from Latin, and then it's into old French called mincier.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mincing is much smaller than mince.
What's mince?
Mince is like small.
It's cube. Very small cube.
Very, very, very.
Okay. You ever see Israeli salad?
Yes.
Israeli salad minced?
No, that's cute.
That's not? That's cute. That's small cubes.
Yes.
Okay. It's so hard to know what this is talking about even. But then comes the Tosfos. And Tosfos is very hard to know what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos comes along and says, and this Tosfos is one of the big things in the sugya. Tosfos says, Haiman de Paris Silka. Tosfos says, Davka besilka shayach trina. It's only shayach trina by beets. Avol shar ochon shuri. But other ochon are allowed. Does Tosfos mean what he says? Does Tosfos mean that this old Gemara is only talking about beets? No other vegetables, no other anything. Is that possible?
As other vegetables or other foods, but you could do token with other vegetables.
That's the question. What Tosfos means?
Mm-hmm. Or you eat anything like beets.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Why would it just be beets?
Why would it just be beets? So I looked at it's very hard to know what Tosfos means just by beets. So the first thing you do is when you go to Tosfos, you don't know what you're talking about. What do you do? What? You always look at the Tosa Rush. That's what you do. You always look at the Tosa Rush. You know, Tosa Rush might explain what Tosa means. So I opened up a Tosa Rush. I mean, it took me like an hour to find it. I never knew where Tosa Rush is. But you look at Tosa Rush. Tosa Rush says, adds one word to Tosos, or two words, or three words. It adds a couple words to Tosfos. Tosfos says, it's on page Nun in Tosfos Rush here. Haiman de paris silka chayiv, parim silka, I'm sorry. Davka besilka shayach trina. Only by beets it's shayach trina. Shkin darko bekach. That is the derech. You don't chop up anything else. The only thing you chop up is beets. Al bashar oklan shari. About other ochlim, it's shari. Now again, does he mean only beets, or does he mean vegetables and not ochlim? What? So again, dark lo bekach. But does he mean only silka? Like, I don't even know. You don't even know in history what they didn't chop up vegetables. They only chopped the beets. Like, you know, what was going on here?
That's how
we can eat beets. Then you can wash that.
The Russian,
I'll let it
jump ahead.
Yeah. Don't go talk about Katopin. Yes?
I was going to go into that.
Okay. Yeah. What?
I'm answering Miles'
question. What?
Who even eats beets?
What?
Who even eats beets anyways?
Russians all eat beets.
I eat Russian borscht. Russian borscht is expensive.
What are you talking about? Russian borscht is beets.
No. Russian, the word borscht for Russian beets, it just means soup.
It's so funny. My father used to drink, like, he loved borscht, and I couldn't stand even looking at it. Eating it was like, my father loved borscht, and then he would say, it's a Zavi vine. It's like good wine. Oh. But then he had a joke. But you got no Yiddish for the joke. My mother would serve him a bowl of borscht. He says, a zeh vaynik? In Chassidish Yiddish, vaynik means so little. So he said, it's like wine, but it's so little. Okay, it was his joke. I guess he had to be there. I don't have to be there. Okay. But that is... That's 1 second. The Yadu is so easy. Everyone says to look at Tosos, the Kuf Yud Dalet. Let's just see Tosos and Kuf Yud Dalet for a second. This is the thing about Knivas Yerek. So the Gemara says, Amrav Zeira, Amrav Huna, Vamri Le Rab Abba, Amrav Huna. Yom Kippurim Shechal Liz B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur Day was on Shabbos, Aser B'Knivas Yerek. It's Aser to cut up vegetables to make a salad for after the fast. So Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos is usher to cut up vegetables for a fast. Okay, so it seems that there was no malacha in Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is only a drabbana. It seems here that Knivas Yerek is cutting up a vegetable is only a drabbana. Now the Raisa. And if you look at Tosos, Tosos says, Ela Knivas Yerek. Mila Rida, Smakta Ba'almehi. The Ima the Raisa, Yom Kippur Nami Litzter. It's the Raisa, Yom Kippur is also a ser. Then he says, Vadam Rechal Gadol. Haiman the Kanav Silka, Chayv Shtaim, Hosamayb Makubar, Vachimayb Tolush, Kripish Rikuntris. Volodamil had the Kamar Perifal Gadol, Haiman the Paris Silka, the Par, he says Paris here, right? The Paris Silka, Chayv Mishum Token, Dosamayk Shosa Chatichos Dakos, Ma'od, Vachamayb Shosa Chatichos Gedolos. This Tosos, some people think it's a stira. Some people think it's not a stira. It's very hard. At the end of Tosos, Tosos says, why are you not allowed to cut up the beets here in our Gemara? And there, it says you're allowed to cut up vegetables on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, you have to make a salad. So Tosos, what should Tosos answer? We're not talking about beets. It says kanev yurakos, vegetables. So Tosos should say, if Tosos that Kuf Yidal agreed with our Tosos, Tosos should say, oh, beets. We're talking about vegetables. Tosos makes a new chiluk here. Tosos says, oh, our Gemara, when it says beets, is talking about mincing. Let's call it small pieces. I would call it small cubes. And that Gemara is talking about larger pieces. And so Tosos there says, sort of, that our Gemara is not only talking about beets. I'm talking about all vegetables, but what's usher is small pieces. And that Gemara is talking about large pieces, and which becomes very problematic. Is there a machlokas, is a stira in Tosos? Does that Tosos just show what Tosos means here? It's not only beets, it's all vegetables. Beets is just a mushel. And the worst thing is, when you get something like this, when Tosos says, oh, large pieces are allowed, small pieces not allowed. Now, who tells you what's small and what's large? How do you ever know? How do you ever know? I know, your mommy don't know what this means. What's a small piece and what's a large piece? To me, the smallest piece I ever eat are Israeli salad. That's, to me, that's the smallest piece of vegetables I ever eat. Is that what it means? Israeli salad's not allowed? And American salad's allowed?
That's
I don't know.
That's not so small, though.
What?
That's not so small.
Israeli salad's small.
It's not that small. It's not a chunk.
It's like almost a piece.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard. That's why I'm just showing you all these things, because I want to learn Shulchan Aruch about this. And Shulchan Aruch, it's like, you know, what it is. Yes.
I mean, there's also like a difference over, it's not only was it being swallowed, he also is talking about whether it's Mechubar or
not. No, let's talk about Chayav Shtayim. We're talking about later when Tosfos discusses our Gemara. There's two Gemaras. When you get in the second half of Tosfos, when he discusses our Gemara.
Oh, I just thought so.
No, when you get down, we discuss our Gemara. Yeah. He says our Gemara is small pieces. Yes. Interesting, interesting to say it that way. Interesting to look at it that way. Before we learned cutting off the top of the beat, so it's not grinding. So maybe could be, but so we don't even know from Tosfos if it's beets, if it's vegetables. I'm just showing you. There's so many machlokas here about making salad on Shabbos. This is the Gemara about making salad on Shabbos. We'll see the halacha what you're allowed to do, what you're not doing. Comes along the Rach. And the Rach says, nah, they're all wrong, the Rach says. If you look at the Rach says,
$9
on base, the Rach says, Amrav Papa, the first line with the Rach gets wide. Token, Amrav Papa, high man, the Parim Silka. Pirish, Ke'en Ketisha, Velo Ke'en Chitoch. Chayev Mishum Token. And the whole world looks at this rock and says, what does this rock mean? The rock is telling us something. No, it's not cut up. It's ke'en ketisha. Does that mean it's chopped up? Does that mean minced? Like, what does the rock... The rock seems to be arguing with Rashi and does this. And the rock seems, oh, we're not talking about cutting something up. We're talking doing ke'en ketisha. What could that mean? I don't even know what that could mean. Ketisha is a much of mashing.
There was a book about before white bread and whole wheat bread.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what it means. What?
Didn't we say we put a potato pizza or is mako with your family?
This is not Dutch, that's for sure. This is Kain Ketisha.
What does
Ketisha mean in English? Ketisha in English means finely chopped up. I don't know what the word is. Or mashed.
Or mashed.
I don't know. I don't know according to what happened according to the rock, but the rock is telling us something. That there's something about this Gemara. It's not cutting. It's Kain Ketisha. Maybe it means that's how you did it. You mashed it and didn't cut it. Yes.
I just figured he's like this and I feel how small the kindness of it. If you cut something like a cut a big piece of meat into two, that's not.
Right.
That's not that because that's not Ketisha. But cutting it like Rashi is saying, very he's saying what is very ugly? That's almost like and Ketisha. It's almost like Ketisha. I just figured he was giving us more of an idea of Rashi.
Maybe. That could be also, yeah.
It could be.
That even if you mince with a knife, that's not called tzitzit. That's what Ketisha is saying.
Yeah.
Could be. But we'll see. I'm just showing you the different sheets here before we get into what the halachas are. Then you get to the Ritva Chadashim. You get the Ritva Chadashim. Let's see the Ritva Chadashim. The Ritva Chadashim.
Rabbi.
Yes.
When we're talking about the quote, Rashi says that it's separated. It's not enough, actually.
But you mashed it to separate the cleat, but that's what you did. You mashed it. Yeah. You see, this can't be dush, because this kotesh is you not separating anything. Dush is always mashing to separate. This is mashing to mash, not mashing to separate. So this can't be dush. But if you look at the Ritva Chadash, Ritva Chadash says, Ein Dal and Beis, let me just find it. Hey Bez, Haiman, his gears is with it a shin or a sin. We don't know if it's a sin or a shin. Haiman the Paris, probably. Silka Chayev Mishum Token. Pirish Rashi, Pirish Rizal, Dafka Baha, She'ena Oko, Kamoshu Chai. Dafka, this that's not edible, what you call it, raw. So what does that mean? That means the Ritva saying that the Re, which might be Tosos, it might not be Tosos, means something I don't want to eat raw. I have to slice it very thin in order to eat it. There are things like that. You don't eat it raw. You slice it very thin, and then you can eat it raw. Avo bepas ukiyotzeba, shuroi leechol alter, harehu mutter. And he was talking about making breadcrumbs on Shabbos. Are you allowed to make breadcrumbs on Shabbos? You have to take a piece of bread, mush it up. I don't know what mush is a word, you know? But no, see, there's two things. You get into so much stuff here. I'm telling you, everyone talks about this stuff. You ever take a good fresh piece of challah and mush it and it becomes like this hard thing and it's really good? Ever eat that? Yeah. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
stale challah.
We're talking about stale challah and like making croutons on your salad or something. You know, crushed challah. I have to make crushed challah on Shabbos. He says there's nothing wrong with making crushed challah. He's crushed challah, he didn't make it any more edible at all. A piece of challah is edible, crushed challah is also edible. You did nothing to crush challah. So he says that's mutter. They're pointing to Ritva. He says that's a mutter. Yes.
It's pretty far fetched. But you wouldn't eat the challah as its own entity, but you would eat the challah like a salad.
So right. So what you're saying is, what would the Ritva say by stale challah that wouldn't eat, but if I crush it and then make it to croutons, then I would eat it. He would probably hold it. He probably holds that, but it's not, but screw times. It's if it's not.
I'm talking about like the
I don't know. If you know croutons, like we had in our salad the other night.
So he was,
no, but if you have one big piece of that, you would never eat it. And the croutons in the salad, you ate it.
That's not stale.
One in the salad.
Remember, that's not stale. You're not eating it in a big piece because it's stale. You're just, cause that's not their chilo. But if it was stale, the marshal, you would eat it. Big or small.
Why eat croutons? They're stale. What's
they're not
croutons?
Stale.
Of course they're stale. The ones we had here was stale. That's what it was. Remember those croutons? What were they? Stale cava, no? I don't know. What?
Maybe it was toasted fresh.
Fresh toasted cava. Whoa, this is too much for me. You know, but I'm just showing you what this is all about. Now, let's see what the Rambam says about it. The Rambam gets hard. The Rambam, did anyone bring me a Rambam?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is not, you know, this big sugi, but I just want to do it just so you know, Lach Lamaisa. It's very hard, Lach Lamaisa. Man, I never forget when my kids were kids. My kids were kids, and my wife would mash bananas for them on Shabbos, and people would say, hey, you know how to do that, you chayv chatas. And my wife says, hey, I'm just mashing a banana. No, you know how to do it. We'll see. Are you allowed to mash bananas? Or are you allowed to make tuna fish salad?
Egg salad.
You have to make egg salad. You have to make tuna salad. And then you have the problem with Chassidim on Shabbos are makbid ayam mitzvibo. You know what ayam mitzvibo is? What?
Eggs and onion.
You chop up the onion very fine, and you put the eggs with some oil, and Chassidim eat this every single Shabbos called ayam mitzvibo. Are you allowed to do that at all? What? Ayam mitzvibo. Yeah, it's Yiddish. It's eggs and onions, but eggs and onions, it's not eggs and onions. It's called ayam mitzvibo. It's a certain thing. You make the onion very fine, then you chop up the egg, and you put a little oil in, and you mix it all together. And it's a Hasidic, they eat on Shabbos for some reason. All Hasidic.
Two words.
Iyer, eggs, mit, with, tzvibel, onions.
I thought eggs was
anchovies.
What?
I thought eggs was anchovies.
No such word. There's no such word. You were talking about farshvais.
What?
Farshvais means first course. So they would eat egg and mitzvibel as a farshvais.
I'm looking at
a first course.
It's not us.
Okay. Yeah, so now, Okay, where was this? Here. Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Let's read it inside. What? Hey. Yeah, you're right. It's not the same one. Avos Malachos got mixed up here. Hatolda hi Malacha Adom Malav Me'el Avos. Hatolda is Dom Malav. So what the Rambam's coming to say here is first thing first. The Rambam's coming to say our Gemara is a Tolda, not an Av. We don't know what the difference yet is. But he's saying our Gemara is a Tolda. All these things are Tolda, not an Av. But you get Misa for Tolda also. But he's saying our Gemara is a Tolda. Then the Rambam says this, Ketzad, Hamachatech Esi Yerek, Ma'at Ma'at. Everything is funny words. Every Rishon uses funny words. If you cut up a Yerek, Ma'at Ma'at. Ma'at Ma'at, what does it mean? What? Little by little. It's funny if you use the word Ma'at. By cutting a vegetable instead of dot, ma'at. But the Rambam uses the word ma'at. Okay? Little pieces. If you cut vegetables, little pieces, the vashro. Then comes along the Rambam and adds the funny word. That no one has used this word yet, the Rambam does. The vashro. The Rambam says that our whole Gemara of cutting up vegetables is not for salad. It's not for anything. I always found it funny. My mother's real yucky, and my mother, she boiled potatoes. She'd cut up the potato and not just dump the potato in the water. So I asked her, "Why are you cutting up the potatoes beforehand?" "Oh, they cook a lot better if you cut up the potatoes before you put them in the water, not put a whole potato in." So. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's vegetables that cook a lot easier, better if you cut up. So if you cut up a vegetable in order to put it into it, cook it, that is tochen. Unbelievable. Yes. But the Rambam also says, ma'at, ma'at. Again, you don't know what size the Rambam is talking about because no one makes little tiny pieces to cook. You just cut it up to cook. You don't even know what the Rambam means by ma'at, ma'at. Yes.
So I don't. I'm not so sure that what the Rambam is saying here is that you're cutting up vegetables in order to cook. Perhaps what he's saying is that you're cutting up vegetables to cook because that's the only way that you make them edible. For example, a beet or a potato. You're not eating them just stump. The way that you're cutting it is in order to cook it, in order to make it edible. The Rambam's still going in the sheets of the riffle and everybody else, just saying that it's a specific way of making
it edible. That means making salad wouldn't be us if we're Rambam, even small things.
If the food is edible already. I feel like the Rambam is just saying tochen is only shy when you're cutting up vegetables in order to make them edible. And the way you make them edible is by being the bash of them.
Right.
So it's just, it's in the same equation.
Yeah, but, I'm asking you. So what about making a very fine Israeli salad out of vegetables that are already edible?
I would say, according to me, I'd say the Rambam would say this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Rambam puts a new thing to the equation here in order to cook.
But only to make them edible.
Right, unedible to edible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I don't know. You are just taking a big step of logic.
What? Beets? You don't eat a beet I eat
beets. Yeah,
but
the Rambam does say. Anyway.
I've
never had a raw beet in my life.
We gotta beat the sky up.
Yeah, anyway, but the Rambam says the Vashlo. Let's go on. Harei Zechayev. Come on, please. Come on. Okay. My mother used to make a beet salad of raw beets and onions and stuff. I ate it. I think they were raw.
Maybe she boiled it. Maybe she pickled it.
Anyway, let's go on. Maybe she boiled it to make borscht, my father, and then used the beets for beet salad. Or for grain. Anyway.
Because Rebbe says, "Dakla Yerushinu Nechochai." I mean,
You're reading the Kesef Mishnah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but also the
Ritz Lashon. Okay. No. Yeah, we're not reading Kesef Mishnah now. We're reading
the
Rambam. Wait, 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 okay, wait, wait, wait. But the Rambam is the first Rishon that uses Lashon, Levasho. Anyway, let's see. Harei Zechayev, Shizu Hamlacha Tolda Trina. That's a Tolda. She Hatochei, now the Rambam wants to give us a definition. Let's see if we understand the Rambam's definition. Shatochen, lokeach guf echad, you take one guf, umachalke legufam harba, and you make it into many pieces. Comes over the Rambam with a new definition for tochen. Oh, taking one big piece and making it into many pieces, that's tochen. You know, and he just said, levashlo, and then he says, oh, tochen is taking a big piece, making it into small pieces. Exactly what, exactly what the Rambam means here. It's hard to know. V'chol osa davar adom lezed. You do something like this. Hareza told us tochen. That's told of tochen. Then he goes on. V'chein lokeach lashon shel matzis. You take a piece of steel. V'shaf oso k'dei akit l'likach ma'afro k'dei shosim surface of. Harezi told us tchina. If you take shavings, it's called. If you want to make shavings off of anything, you know what shavings are? Yes. Shavings is tochen. The same thing if you want to make you take a piece of wood and then you make these curly things out of the wood, you know? That would be tochen. Making shavings. And that's not even for cooking, that's nothing. And that would be tochen. So you gotta know what the Rambam means here. But I just want to tell you, there's an unbelievable egre tal. But you want to hear this. You want to hear it. The egre tal is, what is your Rambam telling us here? That this is a tolda and not a av. We really don't have much of a difference between a tolda and a av. Really don't have much of a difference. So the egre tal says an unbelievable chiddush. The egre tal says, according to Rambam's definition, when you take a big thing and you cut it up into pieces, that's tochen. He says, if that would be an av, it's something called ein tochen ache tochen. You know, ein tochen ache tochen, it's wrote down the ritva, the other ritva wrote down, and don't worry, you can't do tchina twice. You can't make fine and then make it finer. Finer is not tochen. Once you did token, you can't do token again. So the other Zal says, you know what this Rambam is telling us? If you chop up something into pieces, it's a tolda of token. When you have a tolda of token, yesh token akar token. It's only if it's the av. And if it's a tolda, for some reason, if it's a tolda token, then you chop it finer, it would be usher. Because yesh token akar token, if the first token is a tolda and not an av. But that's a very arguable point. It's only the Egle Tal comes along and says about this Rambam. Yes?
So, Rabbi, as I'm going through the Rambam, something stood out.
Yeah?
The show notes. And first off, he says the token lokeach guf echol mechakol gufo harvet. And also another one is mechatek hazayarek ma'at lebashto. So maybe the entire meaning of token is a shinoi guf. Because either you're cutting it, which you're changing the goof, or you're boiling it, and or you're like whatever mevasho, which is also the changing the goof of the yerek. Maybe this entire thing of token is shinoi goof.
Okay. Well, so what he's saying is, for those who don't understand what he's saying when I take a vegetable and I cut it up, I have done nothing. I have not changed that vegetable at all. If I take a potato, a raw potato, and cut it up into six pieces, I have done nothing. It was a potato, a raw potato, is a raw potato. But if my cutting up was in order to cook it, then I've done a shinui to it. My shinui is because I cut up in order to cook it. Because if I didn't do it in order to cook it, it's not a shinui, an object. It's just pieces. That's what you're saying. That's what your shanim say, you say. But there's so much involved here. So I just want to show you that it's... Now, Parim, Paris. Do you know what the difference is between Parim and Paris? a person, they bring a pasuk, pros lachmacha,
spread out your bread.
So if you say pros, it means spread out. If you say prom, it means chop up. But it's really the same thing. Pros, what's the pasuk? Pros al rav lachmacha. Is that another pasuk? No, that's with the sin. But the same thing. Pros suka shomecha. It's also what? The what? But it's also spread out. You don't take a piece of something and spread it out. You'll hurt somebody. You spread it, make it into a lot of pieces, then you can throw it on everybody. So it's all the same real thing. All the same thing. But now, so let's see the Shulchan Aruch Gadol, what we have from Maisa out of this. Oh, then you get the rush, but the rush, there's a big mix up in this rush, because we're going to see the next line, and you'll see that the rush seems to be talking about our Gemara, but the rush is really talking about the next Gemara. We'll see that tomorrow. Well, I want to do the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, because halacha l'maisa. And then to me, the ikkar is tuna fish and egg salad, because I make tuna fish all the time for Shabbos. I hate egg salad. But, you know. Right. What Navi is that from?
Yeshayahu.
And what's the translation?
It is to share your bread with the hungry and to take the wretched poor into your home.
Okay, so it's the same thing. Share your bread with the hungry. If you have one piece of bread, you'll share it with the hungry. You break it up into pieces and give it to the hungry. Basically the same. What? I think it's spelled differently.
No, it's spelled
Sure? You looked it up? Okay. So it's spread out. Yeah.
It's a sukkah. Spread a sheet under the sukkah.
Yeah.
Count.
Okay.
So, actually, Rabbi, even Ezra's Mekodesh,
yeah.
Like, well, the English of the Ezra says break.
Okay, same thing, yeah. Okay. If you want to know, some Achronim say that the difference in the girsa, fros or from, is big pieces or small pieces. If you garis fros, it would be bigger pieces. If you garis from, it would be smaller pieces. So everything's what the girsa is. But hard to know if that's true or not. I saw that. Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Tosfos talks about the big pieces or small pieces. That could also be in the Rambam, maybe the way you cut it would also be the Dash or not. Maybe big pieces versus small pieces is the way that you do it.
Oh, wow. You said a chiddush upon a chiddush. I have to think about that. So, Shin Chav Aleph, what was it? Shin Chav Aleph or Shin Chav Beis? Shin Chav Aleph, we'll start off with, I told you this year, one, I think it was Yud Beis before you, it's the way the Shulchan Aruch wrote it is very funny, but you read Yud Beis before you read Zion. So read Yud Beis first. I read just the Shulchan Aruch before we get into Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, Yud Beis, Hamachatech Hayerek dot dot. You make small pieces of a vegetable. Chayav Mishim Tochen. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Cutting up a vegetable thin, I mean, it's small. Doesn't say about edible, not edible, beets, nothing, just vegetable. Okay. Then the Rama comes along. V'adin, the Asir Lachtach, Grogros V'charuvim, Lefnei Zikainen. Now, it's unbelievable what he means. So the Rama says, comes along, if there's an old guy who has no teeth, and you serve him some vegetables, but you cut him up in smaller pieces because he has no teeth, so it's easier to eat, that's also chayiv. So wouldn't the Shulchan Aruch say the same thing? But it seems that that's not dak dak. I mean, just cutting it up into pieces for an old man that's easy to eat also goes into tofei. Not making small little pieces tofei, but any, if a guy has trouble eating it's cut into small pieces, it's also tofei. Yes.
Does that include things that, like, not even visible pieces, like if it's just a mush or a mash or something?
Okay, so we'll talk about mushes and mashes, okay? Mushes and mashes is a whole nother thing. It's so funny, when you look at the halachas for them, there's difference between mushes and mashes. I'll tell you the difference between mushes and mashes. But there is a difference between mushes and mashes. Okay. V'davka peiros u'kedomo is aser. And only peiros, or like peiros, is aser. Comes along Rama. Avo mutter l'far lechem l'shnei atayna golem. But you're allowed to crumble bread in front of chickens who peck. They can't peck a whole piece of bread. You got to feed them, you know, little tiny things. The whole of it for nitchan, since it's already nitchan, bread is nitchan already, and vachosh, and token after token. So it comes along the Ramah and says, crumbling a piece of bread is crumbling something that was tokened already. So even though you tokened it, but now you made it a whole piece of bread, so it's not called token, but he says that's also token after token. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah for all this. But according to the Ramah, that would be token after token, crumbling a piece of bread. Now comes the hard stuff. Comes along the Ramah and says, you know, this whole thing about chotech, this whole thing that we're learning in the Gemara about token is only if you're not going to eat it right away. Aval im lechol miyad, if you're going to eat this right away, hakol shari, everything's allowed. Mi dahava aborer. Lechol miyad shari, it's like borer. Comes along a new thought entirely, that we have a law miyad by borer. Borer ochem etofokel miyad is mutter. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, well, this also, included in that, is this type of token. This type of token, if you're going to eat miyad, it's allowed. What that means, we'll see. Yes?
What about the zakanim?
What?
We just said you're not important for the zakanim to eat it.
That's right. Shabbat. No, that's the Ramah. So you'll have to learn that that's not miyad.
It takes a long time to get.
No, if you do it for an hour, the zakanim should eat it in an hour or two. So you can't do it. But this is a tremendous kiddush. There are Gemara. By Borer, we had a whole Gemara, Miyad, Biyad, and all that stuff. In one line, Tochen, suddenly Ramah says, oh, this is only not Miyad, but Miyad is Mutter. We're going to see, but most people learn that Tochen is only for saving it, like Tochen. Tochen, I make flour, not for now, I make flour. But to mush something up or to grate something or anything like that is miyad. That's the way I eat it. That's called akhila. It's not called token. It's called akhila. The Ramah is machadish here that there's a token that's called akhila and not token. We'll have to see about that also. That's a new thing. And then we have to see if there's a din biyad also, or it's only biyad and not biyad. We'll have to see. He says it's like borer, which is allowed. Okay, we continue tomorrow. Go. Remember, it's a fasting today. Why are we fasting? No, that's not what we're fasting. He would have died a long time ago anyway. Okay? We're doing it because fasting is a way to do tshuva. It's for Gedalia. But the fasting is really to do tshuva. That means you have to keep your mind on the fast. Sometimes it comes on Sunday, something like that. Someone tells me, Rabbi, it's the best Sunday in the world. I come back from Shir, I watch two football games, and then I eat. Great. But that's just the whole point of some Gedalia. Rabbi, I go home and I watch TV for 5 hours, and your fast goes away. Great. You You just ruined the whole fast.
Not here. Huh?
You have class today?
Yes.
No, there's no school on the fast. Why are you
fasting? Yes,
starting 5 o'clock. Oh, good. I didn't make that.
There's also